Wow.
You like that countdown?
I love that music.
It's such a good song.
I feel like we're doing coke in Germany somewhere. You know what I mean?
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
Oh, man.
What's up, man? Get up, pack it in. Let me begin. I can no win. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew. Well, this is why people don't like you. Stand up. Come on, throw your hands up if you got the... Hey.
What?
Hey, you.
Me?
This is why people don't like you.
But please, continue.
It's because you don't think, you don't take a second to think. On Martin Luther King Day, you play the white hip-hop first. That's the first thing you play is the white hip-hop song. Like, you're not thinking.
Shit. I looked a little further in this.
All the 90s records you could have played, all the Pete Rock remixes. Why that one? Is you have an agenda. What's your agenda? Use your platform. That's my favorite thing nowadays. Use your platform. Come on, it was right there.
I know.
Damn.
What do you say?
I'm not sure. Do you think Chuck D ever testifies?
Oh.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, apparently he does. He just said it.
I was wondering if he testified.
What about this? I also could have done this, too.
Mm. The Arizona song?
No. Oh, that's a good idea.
Come on. It's the day.
Now you're thinking. I was thinking...
Bring you out the darkness. Sweet King Martin, sweet Queen Coretta, sweet Brother Malcolm, sweet Queen Betty, sweet Mother Mary.
What are you saying? I can barely hear you. What are you trying to? Why are you talking over Frank?
I'm sorry.
Please.
You can hear me.
No, you're talking over Frank.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Apparently, based on what I learned from our 1UP listeners on our last conversation, they hear that saying. They go, this is shit. What is this shit? This is bullshit. Just give us a fucking sample and some raps. Why are they fucking singing on the song? You and I, we hear harmony. We hear melody.
Yeah, it's a melody.
We hear soul.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Real quick. Just a quick promo piece.
Ooh,
next weekend,
here we
21st
go.
And 22nd, I'm out in Belmore, Long Island.
Ooh, I saw that. That's big. Club. That's big.
Comedy club called The Brokerage. It's down the Governor's Comedy Club family. So I'll be out there Friday night, Saturday night. Get your tickets at govs.com. Also, I have a podcast, another podcast besides this one called Talk Clearlier. It is with me and my friend Will Silvince. And we're both two comedians at Butcher. The English language. And the reason why I bring it up today, you should check it out. It drops every Wednesday. Talk clearly, spell the word clearly, and then just put an ER at the end.
Okay.
One time I tried to explain to Will who Martin Luther was, not Martin Luther King,
yeah,
but Martin Luther. Oh my God, my head almost exploded.
Yeah, that should be on the pod. That I hope it was on a podcast. Is it recorded?
Yeah, of course. It's on there. He had no idea. He didn't know the difference between a Catholic and a Protestant.
Let's try to give people a little taste of what Will Silvince is all about. Here we go.
This is
Tavish Treshcock.
Sorry?
Tavish Scratch.
Tavish Smiley?
Tavish Treshcock. The guy from.
Oh, Prescott.
Tavish Prescott? Is that?
Tavish Prescott, yes.
Tavish Prescott's concert.
Tavish Prescott?
Yes. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you're talking about, but I wanted
to use it. At Sugarland. Sugarland.
Sugarland?
In Texas, when at the
Sugarland. What is Sugarland?
What's that place? What's the place that the riot, now riot?
Houston. Houston. You call Houston Sugarland?
No, the name of the place, is Sugarland.
The name of what place?
Where he held the concert.
You talking about Astroworld?
Astroworld. Yes. Oh, fuck.
Oh, you talking about Travis Scott?
Yeah, Travis Scott. Yeah. What'd I say?
Tavis Prescott.
That's his brother?
Yo. And by the way, those are just the big obvious ones. There are subtle ones that are all the time when I listen to podcasts that I'm like, wait, what just came out? What is happening? Shouts to Tavis Prescott.
Yo, I love this guy, Will.
Is Will going with you to Long Island?
Nah, he's on tour with Aziz Ansari.
Oh, Ansari.
Yeah.
That was terrible. That was a bad
He hasn't joke. Been around because Aziz Ansari got him on some quarantine shit. Like, even if he's home, he tells him, please don't do, you know, don't fuck up the shows. Don't go out there and get COVID.
So when he's touring with Aziz, Aziz basically keeps his ass on lock.
Yeah, this run, this is a
you stay know, home.
A different situation, but congrats, man! Congrats.
How was the old Aziz Meister?
Aziz is good, man. He got some funny shit. He came back from he started staying in the States because you know he lives in London.
Uh-uh.
Oh, he lives in London. He got a girl, fiance, whatever they call it. He came back like right before the holidays and did like he started working on new shit, then decided to record it and is putting out like a half hour special on Netflix. I think on the 25th, just recorded it at the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, wow.
Awesome, man. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, I liked it. It was easier to just kind of do a cool half an hour and just put it out. And then he said, I'm going to do a little tour and then just sold out fucking theaters and shows because he's Aziz Ansari.
I'm not going to lie to you. Aziz, he's in that category of people who there were a time when we had a bunch of interactions with him. He'd been on our show like multiple times. And then there was not that long of a gap and I saw him out and said what up to him and got the who are you, leave me alone vibe that it was a big turnoff. I'm not going to lie.
I like Aziz a lot, man. And when he's on, he's on. Like, I went on the road with him before the pandemic a little bit, a couple times. Mad cool on the road. Mad generous. Takes everyone out to eat. Funny. You know, exposing. I like going with big comedians when they expose you to their fan base. Like, they're really loving and giving. And it's sometimes he's just in his own zone. And at first I thought he was being rude to me. And I noticed, oh no, he zones out. Like he'll go on stage, record his set, immediately put AirPods in, listen to his set, fix it, go on stage the next show, and it's already different. So he's in constant mind, you know, fixing his shit. Zone, you know what I mean?
I mean, either that's probably true, or also he was like, "Who is this Schlubola?" I said, "What's up to him?" I had this experience that I'm remembering was at Madison Square Garden at a wrestling show. So he was probably like, "Who is this weirdo wrestling fan loser?"
Yeah, you were out of your hip hop context,
right? Nor was I wearing a name tag that said Peter Rosenberg from Hot 97, Cypher Sounds friend. So I understand.
Yeah, but I think I had to remind him who I was when I started getting friendly with him again in the Comedy Zone.
Really?
Yeah.
He didn't remember the E.T.?
He remembered the E.T. when I brought it up.
When you jaw
my show.
Right.
And then he's like, oh, yeah. But it took a second.
Wow. Okay. You know what? And by the way, isn't it interesting, though? We as human beings, particularly myself, though.
Yeah.
You remember these little insignificant moments where someone was like kind of a douche.
Yeah.
And it outlasts every other sort of thing. But at the same time, on the flip side of that coin, we end up grading celebrities unfairly in a positive way very often because they're meeting us in a context where they need to be nice to us because they know that we're people who talk into microphones for a living.
Yeah.
So also, I'll think someone's great, and they're like, wait, you think they're great? You met them at the radio station. That's not what they're like.
Right. They're on.
They're trying to let everyone know that they're a good guy.
But do you ever think there's someone who feels that way about you?
That's the thing. And that's why you have to.
People watching, you know, like, oh, it was people watching.
Mm-hmm.
Like at any moment when you're out there in a crowded area and you're people watching, like it hit me like in a weird way the other day. I'm like, somebody's people watching me right now.
Mm.
Or like if you're sitting down in like a little park area having a sandwich.
Go ahead. We're getting deep now. Go ahead.
Yeah, and there's people looking down from the office at you. But we only see the world from our eyes.
We're not thinking about the fact there are eyes on us.
Eyes on us. And all eyes on me.
And I, you know, I've definitely had my moments. And one thing I know I'm very guilty of is meeting people multiple times and not remembering. Yeah. And for them, they may remember the moment that we met and had a conversation. And for me, it was at a hip hop thing among a bunch of conversations.
I know, man.
And I don't remember it, which is why I've tried to go back to permanently saying, yo, good to see you. I've tried to eliminate nice to meet you from my personality. Nice to meet you is only good for offending people.
Nice to meet you. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Because nice to see you covers nice to meet you.
Does it? Not if it's the first time.
I know, because then they're like, wait, do we know each other?
Yeah.
I'd rather have that, though. I'd rather risk that.
Yeah, it's less offensive than nice to meet you. Be like, oh, we've met three times.
That's the word. And by the way, and then people, the people out there who tell you, oh, we met mad times.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's make this one count.
I like guys that pull down their mask and like, yo, it's me. And I'm like, I still don't know who you are. Oh, nah, son. Let me take my hoodie off, pull down my mask. And I'm like, I don't know you. Sorry.
I still don't know. I'll tell you what, this life, this fake celebrity life.
I call it low level.
This low level celebrity life.
Low level celebrity life.
Leads to so many awkward things. Although, you know, nothing's better than someone is excited to meet you and they say to the person they're with, you know who this is? And the person has a look on their face going, no, I don't know who it is.
Trying to drag you out, drag the other person out. And come on, let's go.
I know. And they're like, yo, you know who this is? And the person's like, no. Yo, that's Rosenberg. And they're like, from Hot 97. From Juan M. From ESPN. And I'm like, you don't have to make them know me. It's okay. It's okay.
This girl I know, she's in advertising or whatever. She goes, her friend dad is your boss. And I'm like, who? Like Hot 97? No. And I go, oh, ESPN. And she's like, no, the Yes Network.
Not.
I go, no, but I think it's ESPN. No, it's Yes. And I was like, okay. I'm not gonna argue. Fine, whatever.
And you were like, he doesn't work at Yes, so he can't have a boss there.
Yeah, so like, but your show airs on Yes.
Yes, and the person they're probably talking about is probably Flip, John Filippelli. Mm. Who I know and I know his kids. I've met his kids. And Flip's very cool. But he's not my boss.
You ever go up to him and just go, Flip,
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 Flip. Flip.
You ever do that?
By the way, no, and I really should. Try that. Because every time I hear his name, it's not like I don't think of it. I do. So I'm going to come up to him one day.
Hold on. Have that on the ready. Hold
on.
You're the fucking king of missed opportunities.
I know. This is such an opportunity miss. Hold on, let me pull up the right picture so you can get the feel of what the feeling would be like. Here we go. Here it is. This is the moment that we need. Here we go. Hold on.
Come on, man. It's perfect if it's just game over. Like
fucked up and left me in this bitch. I'm just your average.
No, not don't. Yo, you can't play the verse.
Yo, 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 Flip, you done fucked up and let me in this bitch. Me and him did not, we did not used to get along. Because I, in all of the asshole things I've done over the years, one was definitely refusing to dress how they wanted me to for TV purposes.
Right.
I was like, I don't get paid for this. So, no.
What, for the TV? You get paid for the radio.
I now, but here's the thing. Maybe it wasn't stupid because guess what? I now get paid for the TV. But my first contract, I don't think I did. I think the first contract, I got ripped off. And, you know, as a new guy, I didn't know any better and my agents got worked. And I believe my first deal, Michael and Don were still getting paid to be on Yes. And I was just there.
Right.
So they would be like, well, we expect Peter to wear a collar on TV. And I'd be like, but you don't pay me.
Right.
So I'm wearing what I wear to work, which was at the time fucking disgusting.
Because even your regular clothes is disgusting.
Yeah, exactly. Even when I try to dress up. So I was, I go back though and I see those old episodes and I'm like, bruh, you
were. You don't wear a collar shirt now, do you?
Like most days I do.
You throw a collar on.
Yeah, I found, here's what the compromise I have now after years in it have found. Mm-hmm. I have certain collar shirts that I like. I got these joints that are like, they're pullover shirts, almost like a rugby with a button collar here.
Yeah.
That are a really good in between, feels casual, but looks a little dressed up for TV.
A little button, little collar. Yeah.
Like I wouldn't wear it out on a regular day. The other day I put it on, not in work context. And I was like, I would not wear this out, but on TV where you're only seeing me here to here, it does the job and looks fashionable. It's nice. You could wear a sport coat over it if you wanted to. And
when you do WWE, you dress up.
Yes. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed. What do you say?
How do you think that makes Flip feels?
Flip feels?
How do you think that makes Flip feel?
No, I give them
Travis Prescott.
I give them suits sometimes I'll give suits sometimes on ESPN or Yes. I hook them up sometimes.
I just threw out like 8 suits.
But they were probably terrible. Let's just be honest. When are they from, bro?
Anything where they're like, oh, you got to dress up. Like, oh, I'm like, oh, fuck. Let me just go grab a suit from Macy's off the rack.
Yeah. Whatever. Bullshit.
Just fucking. And I put them in a closet. I went to go through my closet. I was like, why do I have all? I'm getting rid of all that. I saved 3.
Yo, I recently, in the last couple of years, became friendly with my boy LV, who works. He works with a couple of brands, but the main one is John Varvatos.
Yeah.
So I started getting the link on Varvatos suits and then, you know, lost a little weight so I could fit into more different suits.
Yeah.
And now I finally have a closet with like 8 to 10 suit choices that are nice. All clean, all going to be, I'm never going to look whack in any of these suits. But then I had to start using proper cloth to get custom shirts made. So, cause shirts off the rack are whack too.
Horrible.
You have to get shirts meant to your, you know how weird my fucking dimensions are? It's expensive.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Wait, why were you so excited to say that?
No, yes, I know how weird they are. Yes. Yeah.
I don't like that you were.
That I pay attention to your dimensions. What's going on? What did you do last night? You did some hip hop shit? Uh-oh. Sife's still on that baggy suit era, like 2000s NBA draft picks. Yeah.
You guys want
to the last suit I got, I got a custom made suit. I got a custom made suit and a custom made like a tuxedo jacket. And this guy, Robbie Suits, damn, I forgot his name. He hooked it up. And I'm like, okay, now I know. Now I just go to him from now on.
And get yourself a custom suit.
I think like for Dominican's Drew wedding, I was like, yeah, I like, this is nice.
Oh, I know there were some bad suits up at Dominican Drew's wedding. All due respect, Drew. Wait, why is this doing this like this?
What happened?
I shared the wrong screen. I guess the wrong tab.
So what did you do last night? You did a live, real late.
So what I've been trying to do is, oh, here it is. You want to see Bad Suits, guys?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, listen, we're talking Bad Suits, right?
This is definitely one of the suits I got rid of. Yeah, that one.
Wait,
that suit I just got rid of.
Well, by the way, you're better than me. Hold on. Wait for me. When it cuts over to me and you, hold on. I'm dressed straight up bar mitzvah. Look at that.
Ah, you look horrible, yo.
Yo, that is, yo, Sype, look at that tie.
Yeah, that's straight off the fuck. My ties always pop, bro. If I don't give a fuck about suits, but my tie will be popping.
Yo, even in this one, your tie wasn't bad.
Which one is this? The purple?
Yeah. It wasn't bad. My tie was.
Yeah, I don't even understand why people get ties like that.
Bruh.
What are you doing?
I can't
change clothes, bro.
I can't get over how bad my shit looked in this video.
If you're just listening to the podcast and you're not watching this live, just Google Jay-Z on Cypher Sounds and Rosenberg Show. You will see the horrible suitage.
This is... No, you had a pocket square, Scythe.
Pocket square tie. Love that.
By the way, you look better than me.
That's all Jamal right there. Jamal does all that for me.
You definitely looked better than me back then.
I listened to this interview straight through, man. We flubbed it, bro.
What, that one?
Yeah, man.
The radio one.
Flubbed it.
Yeah, but we made it up.
We did make it up, yes.
We got one out.
We was too, man, I fucking wish I could do all that again, like now, what I know now. When I was younger.
But think about it. In that spot, by the way, we were so nervous. We were never allowed to do live interviews. We were given there was no room to really let things catch a vibe.
No vibe.
No vibe at all. And that doesn't mean I'm not making excuses. We weren't that good. But even like today, on today's episode, at least for patrons or whatever we're going to do this week, you know, you'll be able to listen to our Betty White phoner we talked about. Here, this is better. Here you go, Sife. It's a little better. Fast forward in time to last year.
Last year?
There we go. Oh, no. What? Why is there an ad running?
Oh, it's Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart in an ad? That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. He's trying to get a check, huh? I didn't know Kevin liked that. You'll hear in the Betty White clip how edited and mauled our interviews were. Like, it was disgusting, disturbing. Like, it didn't even sound like radio to me. I hated it. And by the way, if Rico's listening, he's going to be mad at me. I get he did a good job for what he was accustomed to, like, pop radio sounding like.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Look, your man Jerry the King Lawler just wears a sweatshirt with crowns on it. If you're a legend, I guess. If you had a historic series of matches with Andy Kaufman, you can just wear whatever you want. but if you, when you listen to the Betty White, the chop job, and by the way, I'm not kidding. That one was actually on the better end.
And because the thing is, we recorded it and it was chopped up immediately to play soon after. So like, it's all on the fly. It wasn't like you could sit back in the studio and be like, nah, don't take that part out. Leave that part. It was like quick. Like, how do we get this down to 2 minutes?
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, you're trying to have anything that resembles a conversation. It just wasn't there. I mean, that's why I was a little surprised that we had a couple. And by the way, you know what's terrible about that Betty White thing? Why did we only talk to her about hip-hop? Like, we were like, we have to find a way to make her fit on a hip-hop station, so let's ask her about rap. Oh.
And then, but I remember the interview being fun and good when we did it. She was with all the shits. She was with all the jokes. And then I listened to the, like, because I think about, like, we don't really listen to the shit that plays over the air, because when it plays over the air, we're recording something else.
Exactly.
So then I listened back to it and I was like, this shit is choppy as fuck. fuck?
And you know what that makes it feel like to me? It makes it feel completely like pop radio.
Yeah, that's exactly. And then because there was one point in the interview, I go, all right, we're going to ask you a bunch of questions about this. And then we asked one question.
Right. And we only did like 8 minutes with her, but it was cut to like three. Yeah. Something like that.
I remember it being fun, though. She was laughing.
She did. She didn't hate it. By the way, Kieran asked in the chat here, JBL MAGA? He was referring
to JBL MAGA.
He's referring to JBL from WWE, who's on the kickoff show. No, I don't know if JBL would want me to speak on his behalf, but I assure you, he's not what you assume he is. Because
even if he is, so what?
Well,
let people be who they want to be.
I can't do that. It's hard.
You can't let people be who they want to be?
If someone I love, I find out is MAGA, I no longer admire them. No.
Really? You're done?
I no longer admire them.
You can't even hang with them?
If they're MAGA, not MAGA. They voted for Trump once and then regretted it.
Voted for Trump twice.
And they're MAGA.
Wear the hat now.
No, would never associate with. Couldn't be in the room with them.
Because of a hat?
No, not because of a hat. Because of supporting white supremacy.
How about you? How about people that support white supremacy but don't wear the hat?
I need the hat. I can't tell. If I openly know you support white supremacy, who would I hang out with like that? And who would you hang out with like that?
I don't give a fuck.
You're making that point, but you're lying. You wouldn't actually associate in a friendly way with someone who's like, yeah, on the weekends I go to meetings and chase after black people in my town.
No, not people who wear MAGA hats do that.
But they are all people. They're doing that.
Not all people who wear MAGA hats do that. Chase black people.
No, not literally physically do that, but that's what they are. That's what they're signing up for. If you voted for Trump multiple times through over all these years and hear everything he's saying, you're like, yeah, this is what I want. It's like saying, I don't want animals to get slaughtered. But yeah, but you eat cheeseburgers every day.
I love a cheeseburger.
So do I. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend to everyone that I'm a vegetarian, because I'm not. I'm supporting the system that's doing this bad shit to animals. You can't just tell me, I know I support Trump. Yeah, I support him all the time, but for economics. Well, it's like, okay, well, understand, they're slaughtering the animals too, bro. Like, it's not just, you're not just getting this, your tax break. Yo, your man, I have not been paying much attention to Trump in general, but he spoke the other day. And literally, he did this thing that everyone has been suggesting he was going to do, which is he got up there and was like, if you're white, they want you on the back of the line for vaccines. They want you on the back of the line for therapeutics. That's going to be
if
like
you're
his.
What, if you're white?
Yes. That's going to be
you're
his.
White, they want what?
They want you on the back of the line. That's his new.
What?
That's in life. That's his new thing he's going for. White back people on the back of the line. They want you on the back of the line. I can't, bro. I can't. Nah, I can't
coming.
Do. And I can't.
He's coming back, baby.
I can't. And then, like, another thing that gets me mad about MAGA people is how openly, like, okay, I won't like you, and I won't support you, but I at least won't have complete disrespect for your intellect if you tell me, hey, he's a moron. Here's why I vote for him, but he's a moron and everything about him is stupid. I won't respect you, your morals, really, because I'm like, damn, you don't even care. But at least I won't think you're stupid. But when you see, here's what gets me mad, Sife. You know the black people they put behind him that say blacks for Trump?
Yeah.
They were out in force the other day, okay?
Love those guys.
Yeah, big squad of them. Yo, they're so racist. Like, black people are so all the same to them that they don't even get that they're not hiring black people who even look realistic to be your black people.
Right.
They're throwing in these dudes who so clearly were just like, yo, where are we going? Who's paying us? Like, they don't even give them clothes that make them look like the kind of people who might be Republicans.
They just
give them a loose t-shirt because to them, they're black. That's it. We need black people behind them in the t-shirt.
Yeah.
And so if you could be a person who supports Trump and is able to watch him speak and not focus at all on the clearly paid actors behind him, just that alone frustrates me. I'm like, who could be that dumb? That they're like,
they're out there.
Shoo. That's very, very hard for me. It's very hard for me.
They're out there.
Yo, I went out the other day, Sy.
Look at you.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Sure,
look
I did.
Look at you venturing out into the outside.
Sure, I did. Sure, I did. I went to our friend Dara has a new restaurant.
Oh, really?
That's right. He does.
Link me.
Well, you link yourself. Just hit him up and
Same number?
Same number.
Where's he at?
He's at a new spot called Say Less. S-E-I-L-E-S-S. Say Less.
I can't go there.
Because it's called Say Less?
I can't go to Say Less.
Because it's called Say Less.
Is it called Say Less?
Yeah, it's 38th and 7th. Mm-hmm. 38th and 7th. Tell you one thing, though. Them chicken satays are still
slippity
slap it. Yeah, yeah. The menu is similar, but he has a couple things on this menu that excite me that are a little bit different.
Okay. They got that satay.
Oh, they got the satay. Is cricka cracka lackin'. And you know who I saw? Yo, it's been so long since seeing people that I saw Pekkas. And I was like, normally if I saw Pekkas out at a restaurant, I'd be like, oh, hey, it's Pekkas over there. If I walk by him, I'll say what's up. But if not, it's not a big deal. You see him all the time. Yo, it's been so long since I've seen any humans that I was so excited to see Pekkas. Mm-hmm. Ran up Pekkas to him.
A record industry guy that's been around for years and years.
Yeah, who's now like become.
Actually, in that Jay-Z video we just showed you, he's in the background.
He is. And he's often around Hove in different capacities.
Yeah.
And he's been close with Fat Joe forever. And he told me something that relates to this show. And because of that, we have to try to call someone. Mm. We'll see if they answer. 12:25.
On the Martin Luther King Day.
On holiday Monday.
Parking rules are suspended today.
It is a parking rule suspended day. But by the way, I'm calling Nori, who's in Miami, so he should answer regardless. His parking rules are irrelevant. Nori. What?
Call our friend Nori.
Yeah.
He's not answering.
You know why? You know why I'm calling Nori?
You want to find out how rich he is?
Because Pekkas said to me, he was like, "Yo, I was just in Miami." He was like, "Let me tell you, Rosenberg. Our man Nori runs Miami right now." He was like, he runs Miami. He was like, you never see anything like it, how hot this guy is. So I said, you know what? We have to call Nori about that because I think Nori would feel good. If someone like Pekkas is walking around using that as a conversation point,
yeah,
it's now reality. That means it's being spread. It's being spread through the industry.
Yeah.
You know that Nori he's having his... What is this Nori's second or third moment?
I'm going to say second.
And you're not including CNN as one.
CNN, NORE, all that is one big moment. You're saying Nori, the Nori solo is different than the CNN. Nori solo is where he became a star.
Yeah, I think
a long run. He's so a longevity guy.
So you're considering that all to be one thing.
One big run, yes.
And so you're letting Super Thug run all the way into nothing.
Oh, past nothing. Into Oye Mi Canto.
So you're letting him have that run for basically, like, what, 6 years?
Oye Mi Canto's, what, 2007?
Yeah.
That's a 10-year run, maybe 97, 98.
Well, 97, 98, he's on CNN still.
No, what's Super Thug?
99.
Okay, yeah, 8-year run, 9-year run.
Or 98. No, because Banned from TV, that's the solo album, 98.
Okay.
Wow, that was quick, by the way. Because War Report was 97, wasn't it?
I mean, it's quick when you think back of it, but a year and a half is still, you know, a significant amount of time. It's not like War Report was a smash hit where, like, they promoted it for a whole year, right?
True.
You probably got 3 months of promo, and then it was just a classic album that we loved, and then Nori started doing all this other shit. CNN once again. Capone and Noriega, says live, live.
Yesterday we had a dude on. I had a dude come up and be. Oh yeah, you asked what I was doing last night. I did Real Late Live. So I pre-record Real Late most weeks because of my schedule, right? And recently, I decided to try after the concert got canceled. I was like, yo, we should just do Real Late Live on the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then after I did that, it was so fun. I was like, oh, I want to make this a tradition. Like every Wednesday night at midnight, every year at Thanksgiving, midnight, Wednesday, to do a Real Late show. And then I was like, matter of fact, why don't I try to do it on 3-day weekends? If I know I don't have to work the next day.
There we go.
Go in and do something to make it a moment.
Look at you.
So last night I did it and it was supposed to be Joey Badass, Chuck Strangers, and Rome Streets.
Course.
But Joey was on set shooting something and was never able to leave. Which, by the way, man, I'll tell you what. I'm not saying I would never want to do anything in television or like serious acting if I was somehow presented with an opportunity. I'm not going to sit here and be like, I wouldn't even want to act. But I will tell you, in terms of things I aspire to do after like observing it and being around it in multiple capacities, I have almost no interest in acting. I think those days are so fucking boring. I don't know how people do it. He was there all day, yo, doing nothing. It must be so weird, too, as a musician, to go from everyone stops for you. Everyone waits for you. You know? Oh, I'm going to do a radio show. Okay, I'm supposed to be there at 12. Tom will be there at 12:20. Okay, no problem. We'll see you there.
Yeah.
And then when it's like, hey, I'm doing a TV show, it's like, all right, what time's my scene? Oh, you're going to be on at 1 p.m. You just be here at 11 a.m. You
no, get 9 a.m.
At 9 a.m. You're going to get there at 9 a.m., 4 hours before you're supposed to get on. Okay, great. Hey, it looks like it's not going to be 1 p.m. It's going to be more like 4 p.m. But you told me to be here at 9 a.m. I'm already here.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't know if they'd say that, Sife. I think that would be aggressive.
They say it with
their actions. No, you're right. They say it with their actions. And then it just keeps going and going.
Yeah, if you don't get something right, the lights off, lunch breaks, that shit's crazy.
Like,
I absolutely want to be a part of that. Yeah.
Wait, you absolutely do want to be a part of it?
Hell yeah.
What don't you want to do?
TV production is my next phase I want to get into. For real.
TV production.
Yeah.
You want to be like a grip. You don't think that like going to small comedy clubs, that's not hard enough. That's not sort of like grinding your way up enough as little comedy clubs.
Be a grip.
So you want to get people sandwiches.
No, I want to be part of the production of a TV show.
What do you mean part of the production? Because I've never seen a job that I want any part of. I'm curious.
Not the actual shooting. I want to help find talent. Connect the talent with a good director and good writers, create a show, shoot that show. You know, so I don't want to be working equipment.
So you want to be essentially, you want to be like almost a show creator.
An executive producer, show creator, yeah.
You're part of the team that created it and you have a producer credit.
Yeah.
You want producer credit.
Yeah, and I'm good at it. And I'm you really want, good at it.
At connecting things that would work for people.
I'm really good at TV production.
I don't like that you're using. Times. I don't think you should be using the term TV production. To me,
that's what the term is.
That's
what it's called.
TV production. That was like that was my high school class. That was the high school class.
Umbrella. The term is an umbrella term that things fall under it. Yeah. The guy who builds the set is also part of TV production, but that's what it's called. But the couple times I did it, I was really good at it. I don't want to move to LA. That's the whole thing. Somebody just commented, move to LA. I want to do the best boy.
You want to be the best boy? That's what Corey suggests.
Yo, son, the reason why I haven't gone into it as much as I wanted to is because I've been trying to be on TV myself.
Wait,
and not for nothing, I did it four times.
Yeah, you've been on TV multiple times.
It just wasn't nothing hit. And that's what it's, yo, bro, you could list the amount of people that have been on TV and you got a shot and it didn't hit. Like, it's more of those than the hits. You know what I mean? It's more of the shows that get made and they don't hit. And MTV, I was on hit countdown show, whatever. And they got rid of all VJ talent because everything was changing. Okay, cool. Then I get my Laugh Mob laugh tracks.
You skipped right by VH1, our big hit series.
Bro, let me tell you something. I've been watching the old Hot 97 show.
Where?
To find little clips for Instagram and TikTok, right? That's my new thing. I just go through all this footage, find little clips. People love it. People love it. That show was fucking hilarious. And I started going back into my brain. And you remember, even when we were shooting that show, I was getting cool with the showrunner, Ian.
And oh, he's a great guy.
I was trying to learn everything. How does this work? How does this work? I want to be dude. I want to do this. So that show, the whole problem.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. What's happening?
I apologize. The whole problem with that show was it shouldn't have been on VH1. It shouldn't have been through Mona. It shouldn't have been through the company that makes Love and Hip Hop. That was the mistake number one. It should have been a comedy show, Comedy Central or a Spike TV or a Adult Swim, one of them type of FX, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It shouldn't have been through Mona's company. No disrespect. Mona makes amazing TV shows for what they are. And then the thing is, the guy who they hired, this guy named Ian, he wanted to make a comedy show. He sold it to VH1 as a comedy show. It's a mock reality show. Never was supposed to be real reality because none of us wanted to do Love and Hip Hop. We wanted to make a comedy show making fun of ourselves, like a Curb Your Enthusiasm. They buy it at VH1 as that.
Look, you can watch the whole thing on Apple TV.
Come on, see? Send that link out. Send that link out.
You can buy the whole season.
So what happened was somebody bought it at VH1 with Ian Gelfand's vision of a comedy show. Then that person got fired. That person gets fired. The new person comes in and goes, no, we don't make comedy shows. We make reality shows. So if you want this to be aired, fix it and make it a reality show. So we had already shot, I want to say 80% of it with, I don't want to say scripted, but we had loose scripts. We were all good at freestyle and improvising, but we had
loose scripts sink ships.
That's right, loose scripts shiplap. So then the new person's like, no, this has to be reality. So when they edit it, they have to edit it to make it look like a reality show, and that's what fucked it up because there was some funny moments in there.
I know. I feel the exact same way. Like, yeah, there were parts that weren't great, but by and large.
Bro, the pretty funny show. And Rosenberg parts, because we were about that comedy life. We were fans of Curb and all that shit. Our shit was fire. Our shit was fire because we were in it. Matter of fact, I almost left Hot 97 at that time. And the only reason why I stayed was because of that TV show.
Yep.
Because I was like, if I'm going to try to be a comedian and I'm on a comedy television show, this could be a perfect launch pad for me.
Yep.
Turned out not to be, but I don't regret it. I learned a lot. And our shit, our little fucking interactions, funny, man. But, you know, Flex and Angie, they didn't really give a fuck that much, you know?
No, Angie did bet. Angie cared did, a little
Angie
more.
Like, Angie was good. Yeah, Flex did. Bro, Flex is like the Wizard of Oz on that show. He's just pop in, say some generic shit, pop out.
Yep. He managed to not be bothered, basically, at all.
Not bothered at all. What are we doing? Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Oh, yeah, y'all. Yeah, this is going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. Y'all, yeah. This. Oh.
Psh. But that was his goal. His goal was met. Our goal was met. That wasn't a hit, right? I get Laugh Mob Laugh. Oh, first of all, I get this show Joking Off on MTV where I'm a consultant producer. My job was to help them connect with talent. I end up being a writer, a producer, talent, everything. Because once I get in there, I fucking figure shit out. I'm like, yo, you should do this. You should put this with this. Then now I'm in every meeting. Now I get a promotion. I'm fucking producer. That show didn't fucking hit because it was a fake Wildin' Out. And the Wildin' Out people were like, nah. They literally were like, no, fuck out of here.
Right.
And the network was like, well, Wildin' Out's our moneymaker. Wildin' Out, we're out. We're done.
We're not going to risk the thing that we air literally 15 times a day.
Bro, they were trying to fucking find something similar to come after it, which is what TV people do, TV networks right. do. Oh, this works? Get some kind of similar. We'll make a block out of it. You know what I mean? But I learned a lot on that show. Then I get Laugh Mob Laugh Tracks. When I tell you there was like 19 executive producers that all hated each other and it was doomed from the get-go, but how am I getting all these people that love the show now because they're all watching it on HBO Max?
Laugh Mob Laugh Tracks?
Laugh Mob Laugh Tracks is kind of blowing up now because it's on HBO Max and people ask me, when the next season? When the next season? That shit was canceled pre-pandemic. There's no more next season.
That's the problem.
Bro, I'm shooting that show in Chicago. I had to shoot 1 week. I shot all the stand-up stuff in Chicago 1 week. I got paid a lot of money to be one. Now, I tried hard to be more part of the whole show because I was like, oh, I want to be in this part, in this part. And there was too many bosses. They were like, we don't even know where to fit you.
But it's amazing how passionate you get about working on the inside of TV shows.
I love it. It's really what I'm good at. And I've told Ian Gelfand numerous times. See, here's my problem. I'm at a certain level of fame, quote unquote, our fake level, low level fame. But I'll take a shit job in production to get in. Like, I'm like, Ian, let me just be around you. I'll fucking help you out. I'll be like your assistant. You know what I mean? And he thinks I'm bullshitting because he really needs someone to do the job that I'm asking to do. And he thinks I'll do it like sometimes and not show up. And I'm trying to tell him I'm going to show up.
Yeah, but he's not going to feel comfortable letting you be his assistant.
I know, but that's why I don't, not assistant, but you know what I mean? Like, I'll do shit work. Like assistant directing, like yelling at everybody. Like, I'm good at it. When I did Joking Off, I was good at it, bro.
Yeah, I think.
I'm like, and I talk that shit. I don't have to go around with the little white girl like, hey, guys, we need you on set. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Let's go. Yo, put that jacket on. Let's get on set. They're like, oh, my bad, Syfe, my bad. Because I talk their language. You know what I mean?
Yo, what the fuck? Put that jacket on.
Let's go. But I could also be like, hey, Melanie, we need you on set.
But then what if she's like, I'm going to get to you and I'm going to get to you.
No, I'm sorry. I ain't where you from. I'm from where I'm from. Get your ass on set. Get your flat ass on set.
Excuse me? I've been in Pilates.
Bro, I met Niall Evans, who is the guy who runs Wildin' Out. There's Nick Cannon and there's Niall Evans.
Oh, Niall's a great guy.
Bro, I met Niall. He came in to do consulting work on the show I was on, Joking Off. Not I wasn't on the show, but working on it. And that he came in to do consulting work, and that's when he was like, nah, fuck, wrap all this shit up. But I met him, and that's how I got to work on Wildin' Out.
What'd you do on Wildin' Out?
Same thing I did on Joking Off. They hired me to, they brought in a bunch of new social media stars who've never been on TV. and they were like, hey, these guys are great on Instagram or Facebook, whatever the fuck is social media, YouTube, but we need them to get better at being live on stage. Can you help teach them some improv tricks? So I come in as an improv teacher because I did all, they knew I was in that whole improv world. My job was from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Help these kids run improv games. Then we go to lunch and you can go home. I'm like, can I stay? Because that from 2 p.m. to 7 or whatever is real rehearsals. And all the veterans of Wildin' Out come in. Hey, can I stay and observe? Yeah, of course. Hey, do you mind if I throw them some jokes? Bro, there was one time Niles stood up and screams at the writers, why is Cypher Sounds writing more jokes than y'all motherfuckers? I was throwing jokes to everybody, bro. Yo, you should say this. You should say this.
But what I hear you talk about this, what I think is, I still almost feel like you have so many things you're so passionate about doing that which is the thing you want to do?
It's all related.
I know, but it is. It's 100% all related, but it's just their hours in the day. Like, how do you?
Those TV shows tape for like a month, right? Those type of shows, like a Wildin' Out, they knock that shit. You do pre-production 2 weeks, you shoot for 2 weeks, it's done.
True.
Right? So those type of shows, yeah, my stand-up has to pause for a month or, you know, only weekends or whatever. I get to Wildin' Out to train to do the improv shit. I get hired as a writer, associate producer, whatever fucking term they got. Then they're about to go shoot. And I'm done. The network, MTV's like, hey, Sype, thank you so much. You did a great job. We'll hopefully get you on the next season. Thank you so much. Now I was like, nah, he got to be on set. He got to be on set. They're like, oh, well, we don't have the. No. He got to be on set. So then I got to go set for 2 weeks. I'm throwing jokes, coming up with new games on the spot. Oh, fuck. The guy who had to do warm up for the audience is not here. Sife, I'm good. Boom. I go warm up the audience. I got fucking celebrity guests that I booked. Then Wendy Williams, the reason why I was on one episode is because Wendy Williams was there and she's asked, what do I do? What do I say? Okay, we got this for you. We got this. I go downstairs. She's like, tell Cypher he got to be on with me. So they're like, Cypher, you got to go to wardrobe right now. Get you a Wildin' Out jacket. Why? Wendy won't do the show unless you're on with her. Okay.
Wow, I never heard that part. I never knew you and Wendy were so close.
I didn't know we were so close either. She called me Envy a couple of times.
She went from calling you Envy to now she needs you.
Well, Wendy used to do this comedy series in Jersey. And it was all women, but they would have a guy or two guys open up. Like, it was like a joke. Kind of like, the women run the shit, but you guys can open up. So I did that once. And she was like, yo, you're funny as fuck. You know what I mean? So then when she saw me on Wildin' Out, she was like, oh, I need you. Anyway, whatever. I'm long-winded. But
you really are.
But I'm just saying.
Like Rosenberg. That's
what so my job, I've been trying to get on TV forever. And I'm like, you know what? I'm wasting my talent. Of which I'm really good at finding talent, putting people together and making something. You know what I mean? I.e. Rihanna. You know what I mean? Like it's something, you know what I mean? Rihanna turned out to be the biggest global superstar. But all I was doing was, what do I always do? Yo, you would sound good with this guy. You should work with this guy. You should come here. That's what I do. Then fucking stupid ass Michael Che show. Me and Mike, I'm working Michael Che for years.
Years ago.
Way before Chamillionaire was in Brooklyn.
Yeah, no, probably the same time.
I'm working Michael Che. I'm like, because I know he's going to get a production deal. And he ain't going to run it. Somebody got to sit in that chair. I'm like, that's me. That's the job I want. So he's talking to people. Boom, boom, boom. Yo, this is my guy, Sife. When we get this shit, Sife is in. Sife, da-da-da-da. Right when we about to do it, COVID. So I'm like, what's up with the production shit? He's like, yo, every is all these precautions. You know, I'm doing it with Broadway Video, which is the company that produces Saturday Night Live. They, you're not hired by them. They have all these COVID precautions. Here's what I'll do. I'll put you on as a writer, but do all the shit we talked about. Then I'm getting treated like a writer. I'm not a good sketch writer. I know that. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not a good sketch writer. But the shit I was supposed to be doing, I never got to do. I was like, yo, can I come on set? They're like, no one can come on set unless you're absolutely necessary because of COVID. We shot in the height of the pandemic. So I can't catch a break.
It's well, so, but what was...
I'm joking, but like, I'm just saying, like, all these things. My goal was to get on TV. I've got on TV multiple times. And I got something new coming, which is another shot.
At TV.
Oh.
You haven't told me anything about it.
Oh, it's on TV. I was going to tell you today.
Really?
Oh, it's on TV.
Tell me right now.
Oh, no, no, I can't tell you right now.
You can't tell? There's only 55 people here.
No, no, I can't say. I'll get fired.
How soon is it?
Oh, it's soon.
And is it doing what you were just talking about wanting to do? What is it? Can you tell us at least what it's doing-ish?
I'm on air, but I've already started talking and be like, yo, you know what you're missing? This. Or you know who you should get? This guy. And they're like, oh my God, thank you. Yes, thank you so much.
Is it comedy related?
It's hip hop related.
Oh, so it's...
But they want me because they want to bring... Oh, you'll... I'm such an idiot. You'll love it for multiple reasons. It's hip hop related, but they want to bring some levity to it. So who are you going to get? No, not you. Me.
Why not?
I'm the comedian.
But you need comedians or just people who are hip hop and have levity?
Comedians.
Oh, so there's it's comedian based.
No, it's not. It's hip hop based.
You just want to keep me away. You want to keep my dirty Jew paws away from it. That's what you're saying.
Never that.
You don't want me to come and get my.
Bro, you don't. Never that. I want to make a Cybersound Rosenberg something, but we got something we're working on that we're going to tell all our fans. I hate fans. What do we call these people? Fucking jerk offs.
Yeah, that's fine. They might like that better. Jerk-offs. That's nice. Yeah, people who wouldn't like that. Well, Syph, that was, ladies and gentlemen, that was the history of Syph Sounds working in television. I don't know who asked for it, but it was a...
Hey, this, though. I used to DJ for Lil' Kim.
Is that true?
That's because, yo, I'm getting all in my comments. People are like, yeah, Syph Sounds, da-da-da-da. Yo, you used to DJ for Lil' Kim? I'm like, fuck y'all, man.
How about this? George says, tell us or we all cancel our Patreon contributions.
Okay.
He can't tell you guys. He
How
can't.
Would I let a TV contract? Why would I fuck up a TV contract to get to? Who's Jango Fett?
I don't know. No, Syph, knowing what TV is like, listen, you might make more money from Patreon. Okay, don't disrespect. Don't you dare disrespect.
I'm gonna get something. Don't you? Don't get it fucked up, man.
So we. One thing I have to admit, I'm surprised to say that I care about this. There's a news story that has been hot and heavy that I wanted to talk about today. I know you have to go shortly, but I have to tell you, I'm sort of like intrigued by the recent Kanye craziness. I have to admit it.
Okay. I saw little clips, something with the game.
So
something with him not being going to his daughter's birthday party.
Yeah, there's for some reason the level of crazy that it's all getting to, I guess like this the Julia Fox relationship has starting in one day, and then he's like dressing her up and bringing her all over the country and hanging out with weirdo celebrities. Like, by the way, isn't it crazy? Like, we do, like, therapy on this show where, like, we see how pathetic we often are and the ways we need validation. Isn't it wild when you see, like, the biggest celebrities in the world also are desperate to get the validation of hanging out with other celebrities?
Yeah.
Because why on earth would you want to be hanging out with Antonio Brown, Floyd Mayweather, and Madonna? Like, what is going on? Why would you want
all
that?
All together?
Yes.
Where was that?
In L.A., like... At a studio session, I think they went to Craig's for dinner. Here's, and so it was basically, you have the Julia Fox being trotted around. You have Kanye going out to hanging out with all these weirdos, including Antonio Brown and Madonna. That you have Kanye reportedly punching an autograph seeker, some annoying,
I saw that.
Troublemaker LA type. You have, you know, Kanye punching them.
Yeah.
Then you have Kanye announcing that he's not allowed to go to his kid's birthday party. Then you have him showing up to the birthday party anyway, and through it,
the address.
And in the middle of it all, you get this from the game.
He was once a from around the way.
Ooh, what's that?
My life was never
easy.
Ooh. My life was never
easy.
That's fire. What's that?
New game.
Started in my cutlass clutching heat like it's an open oven. Puffing chronic, puffing Biggie out the window, speaker subbing. Running to the crypts, it ain't no discussion. Bullet wounds drenched in Hennessy and teaspoons of Robitussin. Head up phase, got a few concussion. Yeah, Compton's a maze, Dr. Dre percussion. God, please grant my nigga eternal life. We need the beats. Aftermath where you fall asleep, you do not eat, and my belly is full.
So this is hard.
I love the game, man. The
game's so fire.
He's underrated.
But let's hear Kanye.
Go to courts together. Guy in, but tonight, it's how I am in real life. Now it's okay, Mr. Narcissist. Tell me about my arrogance, bro. I ain't bring nothing to the table when I'm the table. I'ma turn up the music, wake up the neighbors. I'ma get that thug life tatted across the navel. It's how I am in real life, not just okay. Mr. Narcissist, tell me about my arrogance. No more counseling, I don't negotiate with therapists. God, yeah, wanna let God in. But tonight, I guess I let my pride win. Cousin Dre sent me scriptures, help me see life better. Nigga, we having the best divorce ever. If we go to court, we're go to court together. Matter of fact, pick up your sis, we'll go to courts together. I watch 4 kids for like 5 hours today. I wear these Yeezy boots everywhere, even in the shower today. I got love for the nannies, but real family is better. The cameras watch the kids, I stop taking the credit. Not custodial dad, I bought the house next door. What you think the point of really being rich for? When you give them everything, they only want more. Bougie and a ruler, y'all need to do some chores. Rich ass kids, this ain't your mama house. Climb on your brother's shoulders, get that top ramen out. God save me from that crash, just so I could beat Pete Davidson's ass.
Who?
And my new bitch bad. I know Illuminati mad. This that Numinati bitch. This that two Bugatti rich. This that God did.
I gotta stop it real quick and just say that who is so dumb.
I never heard that. That's hilarious, bro.
You didn't hear that he said that? You didn't know about this?
No, I heard the Pete Davidson whip your ass, but not the who?
Which is Julia Fox. So yeah, it's like, bro, do you have to be so obvious about everything you're doing? Jesus. Oh, let's go to the end though.
Also, he's a dope rapper and that line didn't even fit.
I was trying to explain to my girl why it didn't fit. She's like, no, I think it works. It does his name.
Too many syllables.
Syllables don't work.
Better than that.
Sife, we are in lockstep.
Come on, man.
God save me from that crash, just so I could whip Pete Davidson's ass. That's like some Rosenberg Thanksgiving bars bullshit. That's not real rap. You're not. Come on.
There's other bars that I just heard that were more fire. Like,
right. Well, let's get.
If you're gonna diss him, then do it.
Here we go.
Only God did this. There it is. There it was. Don't interrupt. Just because. Ain't no love. Shoulder shrug. Won't he do it? Yes, he does. Won't he do it? Yes, he does. Won't he do it? My life was never
easy.
Here comes the random Primo scratches. I'm pretty sure.
Primo?
Yes. And okay. And I'm pretty sure when I heard it the first time, I thought there was a spot where I was like, they should have edited. They don't know how to edit scratches. What is going on? Like they didn't, they used a part they shouldn't have used, but I'll play. Here you go. Okay,
next one gonna be
easy.
It's a perfect
he was once a thug from around the way. He was once a thug from around the way.
Right there. Off beat. Perfect. Boom. He bodied it. But that, but
that's premiere. That's what I love.
That's
one line.
That was
one line.
Beautiful. But they fucked him over on one spot. They put it in offbeat.
I guarantee he wasn't there for that mix.
Oh, no. They put it in there for sure. Yeah. And they put that one spot in the wrong spot, but he killed the end of it.
Wait, play that again. Say that again.
All right, hold on.
Nah, they fucked it up. He was one size up from a rock. Just because this next one gonna be easy. He was one size up from around the way. He was one size up from around the way.
Did you speak to Premier about this? What did you say?
Did you speak to Premier about this?
No. What should we hit him on?
I guarantee it was like he sent them like a bunch or something, like pick one and then I'll put it in. And then they just put, you know what I mean? It was something's off.
No, he they were like, yo, could we get scratches? Here's what we want. Gave him a tempo. He sent them the scratches back. And they got most of it right, but they fucked up the middle part.
Yeah, but he would have taken that one part. He would have did that over and over. Like, here's three kind of scratches I can do. Pick one, and then I'll do it. And they just put all three in.
that it could have been that.
You know what I mean?
But
so what is that song on? It's just a game song?
It's a random loose game joint featuring Kanye.
Bro, hip-hop is winning with Kanye right now. Nori's whole deal. I think Nori's whole deal was about to be renegotiated.
Okay.
And then the Kanye shit hit. Like, it ain't getting no bigger than that.
No, that is a really good point. You know, he does a lot of shit that I think is trash, but he's giving, as they say in the wrestling business, he's giving a lot of people the rub.
Didn't he give Beanie a lot of money?
It was rumored that he was going to. I don't know if he did.
I hope he did.
But I did. I do find, like, yo, it's crazy to me that I saw on social media, which I hate and wish I never went on, I saw people, a lot of people being angry at Kim Kardashian. Yeah. For not allowing Kanye to see his kids. And I'm like, wait, y'all just watch the ramblings of a crazy person and just right. Take every word at face value and start being like, yo, the level of sexism, like, say what you want about Kim Kardashian, but she has not shown herself publicly to be like an out of control crazy person. Like, she's disciplined. She involves herself in issues she cares about. She's pretty well put together. Mm-hmm. Kanye literally is beating people up in the street. He's loose as a fucking goose, okay? All he has to do is pick up a camera and go, yo, you don't let me see my kids. What the fuck? And the whole world's like, see, I told you she was a hoe. I'm like,
yeah.
How did you give him all the credence, all the credibility? Like, you just believe, first of all, you're a loser. It's not your business. Why are you publicly even making a statement on whose side you're on? But why are you believing this?
I hate when someone calls someone else's baby mom a hoe. Like, we're going to make up eventually. We got to raise these kids. And like, all this horrible talk is out there.
I know. You're saying horrible things. They have four children together. And like, listen, I'm no Kardashians fan. But like, there's no denying that she took her situation and made, to say she made the most of it would be understatement of the millennium.
You're talking about in general.
Yes.
No, but let me tell you something. That family, listen, this is my personal opinion.
Who?
This is me.
Okay.
This is me. I have no problem with them personally. I'm sure they're fucking fine people. But all the shit that they've done calculated wise, and then to put Kanye, I think they slipped up by letting Kanye be in the equation and thinking they were going to be able to run him.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like now is what I expected to be happening with Kanye. And he's like, nah, you ain't gonna out fucking crazy me. You ain't
right.
Gonna out crazy me.
I'm not gonna end up just being a pawn in your game.
Basketball players that are now not talked about anymore.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not Chris Humphreys or Lamar Odom or Tristan exactly. Thompson. I'm not that.
No, I'm Kanye. Like he's firing back, which is like as a pure spectacle watching observer, I'm like, yeah, that's what you get. You try to think you can control every black man and you put the crazy one in and his and as Malcolm said, the chickens
have come home to roost. No, they absolutely brought it upon themselves.
I'm not laughing at any mental illness. I feel bad for Kanye. I think because through an inside source.
Go ahead.
Through an inside source, someone that I know worked with Kim Kardashian and was saying like, you know, oh, Kanye's having bad episodes. And from what I know from people in my past who I know, people who had to deal with bipolar situations or schizophrenia or whatever, that shit in the real life of it, that shit is sad, depressing, frustrating, hard to deal with. And those people like a Kanye say they're not going through something. I'm not having an episode. I'm not crazy. And it's like, oh, that's what crazy people say. You know what I mean?
Did you used to DJ for Lil' Kim Kardashian?
Bravo, Corey Ball. Is it Corey Ball?
That was Corey Ball, I believe, who
Bravo.
Wrote.
I used to DJ for Lil' Kim Kardashian.
No, it is. Listen, there is... I think with Kanye, the ultimate question of mental health problems or like complete asshole, or maybe it's not like full on mental health problems, but it's just like, you know, social problems, you know, like some version of
mental health is a fucking big umbrella.
I know
term.
The biggest yeah, it's and it's so overused.
Also, assholes also have mental health issues. It's not like you get mental health issues and you become an asshole. Like, you might have already been an asshole.
Right. And that's the thing. Are they mutually exclusive? Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. People think, like, once you get mental health, then you're all of a sudden a saint or a great person. Like, you're still an asshole sometimes. Like, you just don't want to fucking kill yourself, but you're still an asshole. You know what I mean? Whatever it is.
Right. Because that, I guess that's the hard part for me is, like, I can't get past even, and it's a very strange relationship because I feel so personally connected to Kanye's music often, but he is an asshole though in so many settings. He's and I've witnessed it and know about it.
I don't care about the asshole next door. I don't care about the asshole that's at the comedy club. I don't care about Kanye being an asshole. I love his music. I love Kanye music. I love the way he raps. I love the way he puts songs together. I love his beats. Not everything. Some shit I'm like, this is whack. This is weird. Like any of the artists I like.
Right, correct.
All this crazy shit is like, wow, he's wild. But when he had the MAGA hat, same thing. When he had the MAGA hat, he's all with Trump. Bro, you made Graduation. Like, you're wild right now. I never would follow you for my political views or fucking any type of movement in my life. But crack music is one of my favorite songs of all time.
I know.
So I can still go listen to crack music or fucking Barry Bonds or fucking Yeezus album and not have to associate it with you're crazy.
I also love Barry Bonds. I'm glad you said that.
And it's fucking my boy, this kid, comedian Ian Lara. Oh, he's 30. He just turned 30 or some shit. Young, fly comedian from New York. Because a lot of comedians are just like bummy. He had the Kanye, the Gap. Kanye coat on the other day. I said, yeah, you are a hype beast. You're a fucking hype beast.
How did he even go about getting? How would one even get
Stock
that? StockX for Gap products.
Because no, the Kanye Yeezy, the Yeezy shit dropped, the Gap shit.
Right.
So of course everyone bought it, and then they're reselling it.
Well, how is it? Is it weird and boxy?
It's a big ass. It's a big, the one of those jackets you see Kanye in, a big ass puff jacket, but puff jacket without the lines. Like there's no actual. There's one big bubble. You know what I mean? And Ian is like short too. I'm like, bro, that jacket is swallowing you.
Yeezy Gap. It, which oh, I see. Oh, this puffy red one.
He had a, like an army green color kind of thing. Or it was dark, so like a dark green or a dark blue or something like that.
Oh, I see a dark blue one. I see blue.
I get Ian. Hey, if Billy June, if you're still on, remind me, get Ian Lara on this podcast, man. He's fucking dope.
He's not here, but he'll hear it later.
Okay.
All right, well, Syph, listen, I think you're a great guy.
What? Thank you.
It's what y'all been waiting for, ain't it? What people pay paper for, game it. They can't stand it. They want something new. So let's get reacquainted. Became the hood favorite. I can't even explain it. I surprised myself too. Life of a dawn. Lights what? Keep glowing. Coming in the club with that fresh shit on. With something crazy on my arm. And here's another hit, baby Bonds. We out of here, baby.
Yes.
We out of here, baby. We out of here, baby.
Dude.
Dude.
Yo, Picasso was crazy, bro. Glory.
I can't stand it, no. Yeah.
What is this one?
What did you say?
What is this one?
What do you mean, what is this one? It's the glory.
Now we're the South Side. Now we're the West Side.
You want to be Christian so bad, bro.
Say it again.
You want to be Christian so bad.
Even if I don't hit again, dog, are you fucking kidding? My hat, my shoes, my coat, Louis Vuitton sticks. With Donatella Versace, that's Louis Vuitton, bitch.
What did you say?
You love gospel.
I guess I do. I really love it. I love it sampled. Although I don't think that's a gospel.
You want to be a black gospel choir singer in a purple, long purple robe with gold trim.
Oh, I don't even know. I forget what that glory, what the glory sample is. It certainly has gospel like feel, though. Jackson. It certainly has that. Oh, yeah, it does feel like Mahalia Jackson. Cypher, I might come see you this do some comedy this weekend, I'm thinking.
Man, I'm in Long Island, though.
But what about Friday?
Friday and Saturday. But, I mean, I might be doing a late show in the city.
Late show, huh?
What is this? What is this right here? Look at this alien right here. What is this? What is this?
Oh, that is weird. And no, I remember looking this up. I remember looking this up. It's not gospel. It's like folk. It's folky.
What do you mean?
The Kanye sample. Listen. Here. Fucking. Folk record. Folky white lady.
That's stolen gospel right there.
She's doing, you're saying she's doing a cover?
I don't know if it's a cover, but it's gospel like inspired. It's like when Ray Charles first came out, his had gospel undertones, but it was, you know, he was talking that dirty shit.
But it's called Save the Country. I hear what you're saying though. Tone wise, you're correct. Hey, by the way, everyone, I don't have anything truly to plug, but I'll say this week when I dropped the episode of, Save the Country was done by a bunch of other people too, but no one, Thelma Houston did it. Roseanne Cash did it. The Fifth Dimension did it. Bobby Darin did it. Interesting. Look on the Hot 97 YouTube channel, though. The freestyle that my man Rome Streets did on Real Late last night was the best live freestyle I've heard someone do. Yo, Syph, last thing I'll say. This dude, Rome Streets, came up yesterday. Underground cat. Really, I think you'd like him a lot, actually. This is, give you a taste. This shit's called 96 Naughty Windbreaker shit.
96 naughty windbreaker shit, living dangerous, leaving all my op spaces with razor rips. Peep these niggas biting my staff, they go plagiarist, the bitches scream.
Turn that shit off.
When I played your shit, started out with one and then I made it six. The plug came through.
Shit's terrible. But
yeah, I thought, where's he from? He's from New York?
Yeah. So, yo, he got up yesterday and we were doing the interview and he seemed like, you know, like during the interview seemed very loose, like, you know, maybe feeling it, had a drink, maybe feeling a little bit like loosely nice. Talking, like, yeah, a little nice maybe, but maybe it's just personality. I don't know him well. And, you know, he's being very open and he told me what he wanted to rhyme over. And I was like, okay, let's see how this goes. Because, you know, these days with rappers, even the underground ones, A, you're never sure if they're going to want to rap. Right. And then when they do, you're not sure if they're going to be good or not. And he wanted this beat right here.
It's a killer shit, guys.
Shouts to my boy DJ Mike Medium, who looped that up so clean at the end and was bringing it back. Syph, he went so hard.
Right.
Editing himself, bodied it, did not have a fucking word slip the wrong way. Like, it was clearly the written, he'd clearly written bars for this,
yeah.
Bodied it without any hesitation. And afterwards, I was like, we came out of the segment, I take my headphones off, I'm like, bro, that was fucking incredible. And he was like, I've been training for this my whole life.
Wow.
And I was like, that's the shit.
How old is he?
He's probably 30, damn, something like that. Fire. And it was a special moment. So look for that video. I'm going to put on my socials and everything this week, but it was pretty amazing. Cypher, have a great week. Tell me about the TV thing. Let me know.
Do me a favor, guys. If you could, we're at the end. You already follow me. Thank you for following me, man. Like, comment, share. The biggest thing for me I need right now from all my WANEP people and support.
Your WANEP family.
Family. Share. Because this comedy shit is starting to really work, especially with the social shit I'm putting up. I just need it to go out to people who don't know me. That's the goal. So share, share, share.
And by the way, for everyone who's here, that really goes for WANEP too. Like, you know, I know it's nice that it's WANEP's your own little thing that you have. And yeah. Believe me, we all understand we're backpacker nerds. We like to have our own thing. But really, please tell people, like, if you're listening to this every week and you love it and it's a positive part of your week, is you feel like you have this podcast and blah, 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 blah. Please tell a friend and tell a friend so we can continue to grow this ish.
I'm not joking around. I'm not trying to be a dick. This is serious. I'm getting a lot of messages from people who say, this sounds so corny, but this podcast really helps them get through the week. And they talk about shit that they're going through, that we're going through, that we said, and they have somebody that it represents. So if you know somebody that needs that little boost, share this shit, man.
Yeah, maybe it's something. Maybe it's something that'll you know, make them feel a certain way. Also, Syph, we need to select better things to share because we have fucking crazy Billy June making those decisions.
Bro, but the thing is,
come on, he doesn't know. He's a weirdo. I mean, I love him, but
the Nems Biggie story, I put it up weeks after we did the interview with Nems. It got a lot of, it's good, but it's like the way it's, I don't, fuck Billy June, man. I'm sorry.
Wait, wow. Well, you know what it is also, though? I wonder if people really like that the clips, well, this is so behind the scenes and unnecessary, but all the writing on the screen, all the extra shit, I feel like.
It doesn't work for TikTok and Reels, which is what I'm focused on lately. You got to cut to our faces when we're talking. It's a little extra work.
You got.
Hey, but you got to do that. It matters.
So the question, so I could allow Billy June to do this during an episode. I could have Billy June during doing this.
Yeah.
Where he's cutting back and forth on us. We could try it.
Salute.
All right. Love you guys. Everyone have a wonderful week. And MLK.
What is this?
Go read Letter from Birmingham Jail today. Celebrate Dr. King in some way. Don't just put up a fake post on social media. So long, everyone.
What is this day? Is this his birthday? Are we celebrating his
birthday? I think the 15th is his birthday.
Okay. Happy birthday, dog.
Excuse me?
said, happy birthday, dog.
You can't. His birthday is January 15th, 1929.
Okay, why can't I say happy birthday, dog?
He just can't.
I guarantee there was some hood dudes around Martin Luther King Jr. when he was in his prime that were holding him down. Ain't no different than what he's doing. Ain't no different than what Kendrick or any of them are doing. I guarantee Martin had some thugs around him and they were like, yo, happy birthday, dog.
I don't even think people were using the term dog back then, though.
Whatever the term was, that represents what I'm saying.
Do you think anyone reasonably out there used the term my guy to Dr. King?
I don't think
guy was. Yo, I got to tell you, that was a crazy speech you did in Washington, my guy. That was.
How about the guy that was late? Yo, you did it already? I just did it. Damn.
Yo.
I mean, how was it?
Wait, the Washington one? That wasn't the big one.
That was today?
That was the big one. No, it was the really big historic one. Damn.
No, I went to the mall. I thought you said it was at the mall.
I kept looking for you too. I was at the Hecht company trying on suit jackets, thinking you were gonna show up. Damn. I got Panda Express. Damn, my guy. It was tight, though. It's tight. Bye.
Oh, all right, later.